In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 18, February 21st, 1926. Again, this is, we learn so much from Jesus every day when we read the Book of Heaven. And this is what he says today. He says, your continuous acts, he's talking to Louisa, your continuous acts in my most holy divine will are an abundant nourishment in order to first form these children of heaven within yourself. So Jesus is showing us that as Adam lived in the divine will, he was supposed to give this gift to his children, and he fell. So Jesus comes as the new Adam, Mary comes as the new Eve, and then the newborn, the firstborn in the divine will, Luisa Picaretta, now is the one where, born from her, if you want to say, is the second generation of the children of light. The first generation of the children of light failed because of Adam's failure, and they never came to fruition. So he says to Luisa, this is what you do. You have your continuous acts done in the divine will. So this, again, is essential for us. We're learning also. We're learning how of the first bread, the bread of the divine will, by doing our acts and our rounds in the divine will. And it's got to be continuous. Jesus says, if something isn't continuous, it's not alive. You got to be breathing. Your heart has to be beating. And he says the acts that you do from the morning, as soon as you wake up, your act in the with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by being infused with you, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, so I can live the divine will, enter into the prime act of God, to do my rounds, if you want to say, faithfully, as Jesus did, as Mary did, the new Adam and the new Eve, round of creation, round of redemption. I want to enter into this prime act of God, this life that God wanted to, that God breathed into Adam, image and likeness. I want to re-enter into this again. So therefore, I don't want anything of earth anymore. I want heaven. See, heaven is where we belong. And we hear that very clearly, especially in Our Lady of Revelation to Bruno in 1947. She said, you know, the time has now come to an end. This is the end, not the end of the world, but it's the end of this era. The new era has begun. How do we know it's begun? Because of what Jesus gave to Louisa. This life that Jesus gave to Louisa is ours if we wish. And we have to learn. So your continuous acts in my divine will are abundant nourishment. You're beginning to live. This, I'm talking to Louisa and to us, to form these children of heaven within yourself, Louisa, and deliver them as triumph, deliver them as honor and glory and crown of my most holy divine will, as perennial joy of the mother who delivered them. So here we see why Jesus says to Louisa, you are my little mama. I have mother and queen, Mary is my mother who gave birth to the Lord. And he says, now I have another little mother who is the one who is going to bring to birth the children of the most little children, those holy divine will, which Jesus says are his most precious of all children. So this is what he says about us. Hopefully that's us who want this gift, who want to enter into this gift. Deliver them as triumph. Deliver them as honor. Deliver glory, joy of the mother who delivered them. So here we're seeing again this beautiful life that God has given to Louisa and now wants us to participate in. First of all, as little children of the little mama, Louisa Picaretta. This is something that, how great our God is. He wants us to have three mothers. We have our physical mother, our natural mother. Then we have Mary, mother and queen. He gives us them, gives to us his mother. And he says, take care of them. You know, these are my children. You take care of them, queen of heaven. And now that we're in these end days, it's now God has given us the third mother, Louisa Picaretta. How much our God loves us, you know, giving us over and over and over again, this mother who loves us so much, our own mother, Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, and now the Little Mother, Luisa Picaretta. So this is the perennial joy of the mother who delivered the little children of the Holy Divine Will. That's Luisa. So we're learning that we need Luisa. I've heard people say, well, now it's my turn to reign. And it's like, you know, who are you? what do you have? It's always back to Jesus and Mary. We go to Luisa because Luisa has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is what we want. We want to be born into this new and divine way of holiness that Our Lady possessed, that our Lord possessed, that they gave to Luisa. How do you do this? By doing your round of creation, round of redemption, doing your every one of your actual acts throughout the day. You don't want to do them. You want them done perfectly. So how do you become perfected as your Heavenly Father is perfect? It's to go to the life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. God says to Luisa, I needed a human to give this gift to. Now, Mary is mother and queen. She's the Immaculate Conception. And Jesus said to Luisa, if it was her job to do give this to humanity and to live like her, no one would think that they are worthy of it. How can we ever come close to love Jesus as Our Lady loved Jesus, to suffer as Our Lady suffered, especially at the foot of the cross? So he says to Luisa, I need you to have this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, and it's going to be through a human who was born of original sin, and that's Luisa. So all of creation is beginning again, and we haven't seen anything yet. This is the thing that's so exciting about this gift of the divine will. Your wildest dreams of perfection, of heaven, doesn't even come close to what's going to happen. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has ever conceived of the love that God has for his children. So he's showing us that Adam failed. Jesus comes as the new Adam. Mary comes as the new Eve and gives it to us. Of this gift, how can I not fail? Luisa says, "How?" You know, she says, "I am a sinner." She would always say, "Kativa, I am bad." And Jesus says, "Luisa," he says, "Adam didn't have me as his Adam. Adam didn't have Mary as his Eve. You have this. You can't fail." So, what the joy of that is, as we get closer to Jesus and Mary, spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, praying the rosary, wearing the scapular, really learning about Our Lady from Jesus himself in the prodigies of Our Lady, the Virgin Mary and the kingdom. As we learn each day, as we learn, it's more of a blessing. This isn't a merit badge that you win. Oh, I've got my merit badge. I can put it down. No, it's Jesus is showing us that it's a life. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And only the little, the insignificant, the hidden, as Father Bucci would say, begin to possess this gift. So that the humility that is needed to embrace this gift is Luisa's humility. Why? She had the humility of Jesus and Mary. She would stand before God, you know, as the little one, as the newborn, not being able to do anything on her own. And that's what we're learning. We're learning that in this new era that's coming, God is going to do everything for his children. But we had to show him that this is what we wanted. And this is why he has waited until the very end, basically, to give us the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. So Jesus says, see then what each additional manifestation means. Each truth that I've shown you, Luisa, each lesson that I've given you, Luisa, each prophecy that I've given you, Luisa, each promise that I've given to you, Luisa, each additional manifestation means it is one more birth that my most holy divine will delivers. So who's doing all of this is Jesus. He's saying, this is how I want it done. This is what I wanted for Adam, and he failed. I come as the new Adam, the new Eve, to redeem humanity. Why? To get ready for sanctification. So he's given us in the book of heaven all these manifestations, all these lessons, all these teachings. And it's one more birth that my divine will delivers. It's a divine life that goes out for the good of humanity. It is to debilitate the strengths of the human will in order to establish in it the fortress of the divine will. So what we're seeing is when Adam chose by not doing the will of God, we've been debilitated. Jesus said when Adam fell, he fell from such a height that it was a miracle he survived. When you think about it, the body that we have now has to die because this isn't the body that God wanted us to have in the kingdom. And that's why it's very important that we understand that, you know, when we pray the creed, I believe in the resurrection of the dead. I believe in this glorified body that you're going to give back to humanity. That's why Jesus ascended into heaven. Mary assumed into heaven. It's the two who have done this. In heaven, there's only two bodies. There's everybody else in heaven is waiting for that glorified body. I'm pretty sure the way everything seems to be happening, we're going to witness things that the prophets of the Old Testament, the saints of the New Testament dreamed of, but never had the chance to witness. We're going to witness things, I truly believe, that will be way beyond what humanity has ever known before. Adam possessed it. Adam lost it. So even Eve, she, when she was created, if you want to say, came from Adam's side. In Hebrew, the side, it was that Adam and Eve were born together. Let us make man in our image. They were together, basically. And when they came apart, this is what the Jewish believe. They looked at each other for the first time, and he goes, this is flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. This is what I want. And so that breaking away, if you want to say that, being born and witnessing. So Eve basically had to be tested. Adam was given the gift. And Adam fell so in love with Eve that he obeyed Eve. And that was breaking the I love you to God, that's supposed to be loving God with your whole mind, your whole heart, and all your strength, and your neighbor as you love yourself. So what happened is it was 4,000 years of misery. And we see that in the Old Testament. And then Jesus is born. Jesus and Mary come to earth to give to humanity redemption. We've been redeemed. And now Jesus says, now's the time. After 2,000 years, he says to Louisa, this time of rest, of God resting in man, as we discovered through the saints, through the teachings of the church, through our tradition, how to begin to live by doing the will of God. That's why there are so few saints, because doing the will of God is to not think about yourself, basically. And that's why the saints would go to the deserts and stay there for the rest of their life, or pray and fast and do penance and convert. They were always wanting conversion. And that's what Lent is. Lent is a time of conversion. We want to get closer to God. We want to start, you know, on Good Friday, that divine mercy, that novena. Why? As we enter, this is the final devotion that God is giving to the church before he returns. That's what he said to St. Faustina. So Jesus is saying, when you do your acts, when you do your rounds, Louisa, this continuous life, you're giving birth to more of my children. It's the same thing for us. When we do our acts and around, someone in the world is being born, if you want to say, into the divine will. They're going, I want this. I want to live this life. It might not be your family, your friends, your neighbors, but if someone is, and this is why the face of the earth is changing. It debilitates the strength of the human will, the miserable human will. Jesus says, this is to understand our human will is to understand confession. You know, it's to confess, said and done, failed to do. I don't want to live like this. I want to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, and to enter into this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, this great gift of the divine will. I don't want my human will to be in charge of me anymore. I don't want to keep on falling. As Louisa would say, kativa, bad, this bad. I don't want this. It's the new and abundant life of Jesus, the new and abundant life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. that was breathed into Louisa. I want this life, this new life. I want to establish the fortress of the divine will. I want to be protected by these high walls that the evil one can never get near anymore. It's the fortress of this great gift of the divine will. So the Lord is giving to us at this time the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, and the evil one is trying to discourage us. The evil one is trying to make us think in a human perspective, and our job is to think from a divine perspective. So the three powers that we have are intellect, memory, and will. Those three powers are to begin to think with the mind of Christ, our intellect. To our memory isn't of me and my family and my nation. It's to begin to think of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And then finally, our will. It's to die to our human will. We want it debilitated. We don't want it in charge of our life. We want to enter into the divine will. I want it established in me, this fortress where we're protected from the evil, from the misery that we've been in for 6,000 years. March 19th, 1926. Any of the effects which are not good were present in you. So here, Jesus is the kativa, the bad that I am. Any of these effects which are not good present in you, my will, Jesus says, would find shadows, fogs, would not be able to spread its rays of truth like sun in its full midday. So he's saying, Louisa, yes, there's the perfection isn't there yet, but there it's like fog. He says, I want these rays of truth, these manifestations that I've taught you be like the sun at midday. I have no clouds. No misery, no shadows, no fogs. So he says, any effects which are not good present in you. Okay. This is now he's saying it to us too, giving us hope. He says, I want the rays of truth to spread like the midday sun. So he says, even less could it form in you the center of this sun carrying out its divine life. So this is what you see with Louisa. He says, Louisa, in you is this globe of light. He showed Louisa the globe of life in him. He showed the globe of life in Our Lady. Now he says to Louisa, you now have this globe of life, this sun of the divine life in you, Louisa. And he says, in you as the firstborn, you as the newborn, you will be able to give this to all your children. And when you think about it, what did she say? She says, you know, when the angel appeared, it says, you're going to be the mother of God. She says, how can this be? I've already made a vow of virginity. I'm not going to know man. How can I become the mother of God? What do I need to do to accomplish what God wants in me? And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She says, okay, fine. Do it. Fiat mihi. Let it be done as you say. God did 100% of the work. She just said, yes. That's the third fiat. The third fiat, we're in the same situation. Jesus says, I want you to become one with me, with the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary through Louisa. We go, how can you do this? I'm a miserable human being. I go to confession each week. What do I need to do to cooperate with God so that God can accomplish what he has planned? That's what we do in the divine will. We're saying, you have told this to Louisa, you've shown Louisa in many, many convincing ways the life you lead. Now you're off to us. What do I need to do? And so the Lord is saying to us, what I need you to do is to listen. He says, each manifestation that I give you, he says, will debilitate the human will. If there are any effects that are not good present in you, my will, he says, would find shadows, fogs, and wouldn't be able to spread these rays of truth like sun, like the midday sun, without clouds, without shadows, without fogs. He says, and even less could it form in you the center, this globe of light, this gift of the divine will, because my will is so clear, my divine will is so holy that it cannot be nor adapt itself to living together with the slightest spot, the slightest piece of fog, this slightest shadow of the human will. So he's saying to us, I want to free you of this, and I'm going to free you of this because of what I have planned. Now, this is the beauty. What he has planned at this time is sanctification. How is he going to do this? I mean, he's going to do it. But our response is, what do I need to do to cooperate with you to accomplish what you have planned? Remember, Jesus said to Louisa, in the book of Life at Heaven, he says, every page is the life of a human in the book of heaven. And he says that what he has planned from the beginning of time is to make us, create us in perfectly. He says, I want my children to become my divine masterpiece. This is why Louisa says, I'm bad. how can you accomplish what you're telling me? And Jesus says, I'll take care of it. He says, Louisa, he keeps on saying to Louisa, stop, I'll take care of it. So why do we have the final devotion? Jesus, I trust in you, is because what God is going to bring about, the saints didn't see. We have no documentation of any saint that has gone into this except Louisa La Santa, Louisa the saint, the book of heaven. The book of heaven is the only book that Jesus says will transform a soul. The only book that will transform a soul. The soul will become, number one, a divine mirror of Jesus. The soul will become, number two, living in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. The soul will become that soul receiving the divine inheritance of the Father. And that's why when we read the book of heaven, it's infinite. It's Jesus speaking, and he says, each word I speak is a divine life. We haven't seen anything yet. What God is going to do is it's going to unroll the scroll of life, the scroll of love, the scroll of light in this time in a way that he has never done before. You've heard people say the best is yet to come. That doesn't even get close to what God is going to do. The best is yet to come. Our job is not to be afraid. Our job is not to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, or negative, doubting God. Our job is to say, I trust in you. I believe in you. I have confidence in you. You are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. You, Mary, are my Queen. You are my Mother. You bring me to Jesus, and I know you do. Because everything that you've done in your life, especially in the last 2,000 years, the church is overflowing with all that you have shown humanity to your apparitions here throughout the world. It's a new beginning for humanity. And he's asked us to be alive at this time. You know, Louisa kept on saying, you know, give this to somebody of importance, Louisa would say, because she says, I'm nobody, I'm nothing. That's us. We're nobodies, we're nothings. And yet Jesus is saying to us, I want to fill you to overflowing. Volume 19, April 9th, 1926. In a word, the divine will wants its own heaven in the depth of our souls. In a word, the divine will wants its own heaven in the depth of the soul. See, God is going to do this. I can't do it. You know, I mean, how long have we tried to become saints? And impossible, it seems like. We advance, then we fall back. Then we advance, then we fall back. It's like never getting there. So Jesus says, the divine will wants its own heaven in each of our souls. See, we belong to God. He created Adam in God's image and likeness. Adam lost it. Jesus comes as the new Adam. Mary comes as the new Eve. The image and likeness of the new Adam, the new Eve, was breathed into Louisa. And now Jesus says, look at that ball of light, this glory of the sphere of light in Louisa, which is also found in Jesus and Mary. She's the newborn. She's the firstborn. And now Jesus wants to give this to us. So the divine will wants its own heaven in the depth of our soul. And otherwise, Jesus says, the divine will would have remained hindered in not being able to carry out its own divine life in each soul. See, he breathes into us the Ruah of God, the breath of God, as he breathed into the dust, and what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. Now, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that has to come, this second Pentecost that has to come, is close. It's close. And it comes to those who are little, who are insignificant. You know, it's very funny. Only the strong will survive. You know, that's Cro-Magnon. That's Neanderthal to me. Jesus says the meek will inherit the earth. Do you see the fight that we're in? You know, you've got to be like a Cro-Magnon, a Neanderthal, the strong. Well, you know, they were larger than humans. Jesus says, no, the way I rule is the meekness, the littleness. And meekness isn't weakness. Meekness is great strength. You look at the lives of the saints, especially at their martyrdoms. How heroic, how great, how magnificent these saints were. Jesus says, that's just the beginning. He says they were following the sanctity of humanity. They were good and holy and saintly people. Jesus says, now I want my children to share in my divinity. That when the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice, listen, at Holy Mass, we should be screaming inside, yes, I want to share in your divinity. Because why? You want this. You want this, and so I want what you want, God. What's coming, again, isn't a saintly human thing, but a divine thing. This is why he says very clearly, the divine will wants its own heaven in each of our hearts, minds, and souls. God wants to reign in us. So what Jesus says to Louisa is when you desire to live in the divine will, when you desire it, he says, God is conceived in your heart. And then he says to Louisa, and when you begin to live in the divine will, little by little, it's not the fullness, but little by little, what happens at that point is God expands his capacity to help us more and more die to our human misery and embrace the divine life. The divine will wants its own heaven and the depth of our soul. He says, otherwise the divine will is hindered and will not be able to carry out its divine life in each and every one of us. We are to be in God's image and likeness. So who does Jesus give to us who shows us the image and likeness of God? Jesus and his holy humanity. Mary and her beautiful, perfect life as the Immaculate Conception. This new Adam and this new Eve breathe life into the newborn Louisa. So here's the great difference, Jesus says, which exists between virtues and my holy divine will, between the sanctity of one and the other. So he's wants to show us what we've learned for 2,000 years is how to be virtuous, but it's not the fullness of virtue. For example, you know, the saints, when we think of Maximilian Kolbe, Our Lady presented to him the crown of martyrdom, the crown of purity. And she said, which one do you want? He says, I'll take both. She says, okay. But it's not the fullness. The fullness of martyrdom is Jesus, Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And so what we've had over the last 2,000 years is a sliver of the virtues that Jesus and Mary possess. It's not the fullness, okay? This fullness is coming. Jesus keeps on telling Louisa, get ready for this new and divine way of holiness that's coming to the earth. It's not, the fullness isn't here. I had a discussion with somebody a couple of days ago. I was astonished that they thought the fullness was here. Don't you go to confession each week? Don't you find yourself far from the glory of God? Or do you really think you have the fullness? I mean, come on. You know, it's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming, and we're just scratching the surface. We're just learning about this. We're just beginning to understand this. And every day it's a little more that God gives. He says, I can't give this to you until you prove to me that you don't want to be miserable anymore. You don't want to live in your human will anymore. Oh, Father, I don't live in my human will anymore. Well, let me go kneeling down and adore you. You're in the image of Jesus and Mary. Thank you. You finally succeeded. No, the one who succeeded is Louisa. Jesus found her and she was so humble. She was so little. She, and look at all the suffering. Look at all the suffering. God bless her. I mean, Jesus crucified her every day to be more like him. So Jesus says, there's a great difference between the virtues and my most holy divine will, between the sanctity of the virtues and the sanctity of sanctities, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, this great gift of the divine will. He says, the virtues can be of souls and can form human sanctity at the most, period. Human sanctity. My divine will, Jesus says, is of God and can form the sanctity which is fully divine, image and likeness of God. We haven't seen anything yet. I mean, if you think this is the fullness, this, we go to confession each week. Why? Because we're failures at being perfect humans. The only perfect human is Jesus and Mary. And they gave that to Luisa. That's why Luisa was called Luisa La Santa. Somebody said to me once, oh, I can't go through what Luisa went through. I just can't do this. I can't do this. I said, well, you're not going to. Well, Luisa did it. I said, and you're not Luisa. you get upset with a sliver. She was crucified every day. No, it's who is this Luisa Picaretta? Who is she that God has given her to us as our mother, as our third mother? Who is she? So he says, when you look at the saints, the virtue is us, human at most. He says, but in my most holy divine will, it is of God, and it can form the sanctity of sanctities, fully divine. Oh, I'm living in the divine will. I don't think so. Listen to the words of Jesus. Virtues are great, and the saints are filled with virtues, but it's not the fullness of it. Why? It's not time for that. The time is coming. The time is very close. And what does Jesus say? He says, when this time happens, the earth is going to shake with joy of what God is going to show. And then Jesus says what? And then they'll begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. Oh, I live in it. I live in it. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, it's just, when the illumination of conscience comes, people are going to be shocked. They're going to see where they really are. And if they don't go to confession, they might die of fright, because they're going to see in their life they've kept the demons alive: worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin, pride, keeping it alive in them. Our Lady was the humble maid servant of the Lord, the humble slave girl of the Lord. Let it be done as you say. Total docility, total surrender, total submission. Jesus, not my will, Heavenly Father, but your will be done. Total submission to the will of the Father. Then you have the newborn, Luisa. In bed without eating, drinking, or sleeping almost of her life. And she was hungry. She was thirsty. She was tired. And yet she said fiat all the time. And when we talked to Father Bucci, he says very clearly, when you met her, and even St. Honorable de Francia says the same thing. There was no sign of hunger. There was no sign of misery. There was no sign of tiredness. There was no sign. Why? It was fiat. This is what you want, God. This is what I want. She didn't drag her cross behind her complaining. It was embracing God, loving God, serving God, possessing God. It's the sanctity of sanctities, Jesus says. My most holy divine will is of God, and it is fully divine. It would be nice if we were there, but we're not. We're very far from that. That's why if you ever watch near-death experiences, you get a glimpse. Here's of the people who have died, gone to heaven, been with Jesus, and then come back alive. And they say their life has changed. They've seen things. They've heard things. They've smelled things. They've talked that word. And a friend of mine, when she died, she said she was always afraid to die. And then when she died and came back, she said, you cannot believe heaven. Heaven is so beautiful. The colors in heaven, they're not colors of earth. The smells of heaven. and that smells of earth. The music of heaven is not any music that's on earth. Remember, who was it? St. Francis said to the angel, he said, I want to hear music of heaven. And the angel said, no, you can't endure it. And he says, I want to hear. She says, I'll give you one note from heaven. And Francis went into ecstasy for 3 days. That's one note of heaven. Oh, yeah, I'm living fully in the divine will. No way. I want to. We want this. But God wants us to understand what's coming is beyond human understanding. It's divine understanding. When we read the book of heaven, what does Jesus say? The virtues of the saints form a human sanctity at the most. My God, divine will, Jesus says, is of God and forms a sanctity of sanctity, which is fully divine. Don't limit God. This is it. No, it's not. I possess it. No, you don't. And it's not saying to you, you can't. Our hope is in God. Our confidence in God, our trust is in God. We believe in him. That's why we go to Holy Mass. That's why we kneel in front of the Blessed Sacrament. That's why we look at Jesus in the monstrance, falling in love with God. That's why we read sacred scripture. We study dogma. We study doctrine. We want to know what the catechism says. It's our life. It's the Catholic life. So Jesus is offering this to us. Volume 19, May 10th, 1926. Oh, boy, that's a long one. Here we go. Oh, how much more enchanting and beautiful is the rising of the sun over Louisa and over us. How much more enchanting and beautiful is the rising of the sun of my most holy divine will, S-U-N, over Louisa. And now hopefully over us. So when you wake up in the morning, oh, beautiful sunrise. You haven't seen anything yet. How much more enchanting and beautiful is the rising of the sun of my divine will over Louisa and now over us. By pounding on Louisa, the sun, its light transforms the soul. Its light gives Louisa the different colors of divine beauty of God. We haven't seen anything yet. We get glimpses of it. I remember the first time I saw the miracle of the sun, and it was astonishing. I thought I was going to die. I mean, the sun was right at the crack of dawn, you know, and the sun was as large as a basketball, not even at arm's length. And it was getting closer and closer and closer. And I said, I'm a dead man. And I said, we were praying at that time. And I said, I got to finish my prayers. I said, this is why I'm praying. And this is why we have to get ready and look back at the sun. It was a pinprick in the sky. It wasn't the sun, but it was the sun, the rising sun of God's most holy divine will. We haven't seen anything yet. That's just a glimpse. By pounding on her, the light transforms Louisa. The light gives Louisa the different colors of divine beauty of God. Investing Louisa, molding Louisa, penetrating into Louisa to give Louisa the sips of divine life that Louisa may grow and produce the effects of the goods of the life of her that her God contains. Oh yeah, I'm living in the divine will. It's way beyond where we are. We're using a little pea brain to go, oh, yeah, I possess this gift. What are you, nuts? Listen to what he says. He says, how much more enchanting is the beautiful rising of the sun of my divine will over Louisa, pounding on Louisa. It's like transforms Louisa. It's like gives Louisa the different divine colors of the beauty of God, investing Louisa, molding Louisa, penetrating into Louisa. It gives Louisa sips of divine life that Louisa may grow and produce the effects of the goods which the life of God contain. I want that, but in no way am I even close to that. I'm living in my human misery. I go to confession each week. We have to understand what's coming is spectacular. It would be nice if it was here right now, but it's not. That great event is coming where we are going to enter into this life that we just read. It's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming to the earth. And God is offering this to us. How? By showing us what he gave to Louisa. And he's saying to us, are you ready to begin to live this life? One with me, Jesus says. Are you ready to begin this, to live this new and divine way of holiness? What a great time to be alive. What an amazing time to be alive. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's most holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We pray that divine healing come to all the little children, the holy divine will, all their families, their friends, their neighbors, their loved ones, also experience this divine healing. And we pray this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We pray that it becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.